What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, June 14th, 2017, middle of the week, middle of the month, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pile Hunter Friday and whatever insanity is going to be accruing, and we certainly have enough of it today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. Couple of quick program notes. Tomorrow, our third-hour guest is Paul Topetti from the band Poker Face, talking about the annual Freedom Palooza festival, music, politics discussion. It's going to be taking place July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Slightly different location this year, so you're going to want to tune in and get the information on that. The lovely Lady Claire on Friday, as always, and next Tuesday, June 20th, Dr. Renee Dufault, talking about her argument, disagreement with the Food and Drug Administration regarding the presence of mercury in high fructose corn syrup. Obviously, the big news today was the shooting in this baseball park, suburban park in Virginia, where the Republican members of the House were practicing for an upcoming charity baseball game with the Democrats. This is something they do every year. They'll get on out there and they'll have a baseball game and they'll sell tickets and the money goes to charity. It's a very wonderful thing for them to doing. And apparently this individual walked on up, asked somebody, are these Democrats or Republicans? And when he got the reply, Republicans, he opened fire. They're saying something like 40 to 50 shots. He reloaded 2 to 3 times here. Representative Steve Scalise was wounded in the hip. He had to have minor surgery. He's out of that. He's doing fine. The only fatality is the shooter himself, which means that there are going to be a lot of very critical questions which will not be answered. And there are three possibilities going on here, and I'm not putting a nickel on any one of them yet. This could be a stunt to stampede Congress into repealing the Second Amendment, or the shooter was on prescription antidepressants. We know that that's a problem. Or the worst case scenario, this is the beginning of a shooting war between the disgruntled liberals and the rest of it, because this guy's been identified, and he's a Democrat. He was a Bernie Sanders supporter. More about that in a little bit. But we're seeing all of these reactions out there. Newt Gingrich is out there saying that this shooting in Alexandria is part of a pattern of increasing hostility on the left, and certainly that has been visible during last year's general election, and certainly in the aftermath when Hillary didn't win. There was all the rioting and the violence on out there. People are starting to ask, has all this hate mongering, has all this talking about assassinating Donald Trump or assassinating politicians created a climate in which this is now seen to be acceptable? Has the corporate media's incitement of violence against Republicans really lying at the root of this? Now, the gentleman who carried out the shooting apparently just wrote recently, it's time to destroy Trump and company. And what's rather amazing, almost shameful, is the way some of the liberals are responding to all of this. Over at the Washington Post, Malcolm Harris came on out and said, well, the shooting was the fault of the GOP's health care bill, and therefore it ranks as self-defense by people who are dependent on Obamacare, which is a bit of a reach. But more alarming, if you go on out on social media, when this story first came out, the liberals were having a field day, the gun grabbers were out there, and some really vile stuff about, you know, well, Scalise, I guess, you know, your friendship with the NRA has come back to haunt you. Now you know what it feels like, blah, 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 blah. And after all of that, of course, it is now time for a heaping serving of crow, because the shooter was one James T. Hodgkinson from Belleville, Illinois, was a 66-year-old man. He's a Democrat, a Bernie Sanders supporter. He was a Bernie Sanders volunteer, and apparently he just decided it was time to start shooting Republicans. Now, he had a Facebook page. It's since been taken down, but of course, we've all made copies of it anyway, where there were some indications that this guy was starting to get up to the edge there. And he'd written things like, I want to say, Mr. President, for being a sphincter, you are totally the biggest sphincter we've ever had in the Oval Office. And, of course, I'm cleaning up the language a little bit for the benefit of our on-air affiliates so that they don't get in trouble with the FCC. And this guy had a history of arrests where he had arrests for resisting police, DUI. He was arrested on a battery charge. So there was a pattern of behavior there. And we should have been taking a look on that. Okay, let's see. I'm just getting a, let's see. Scalise's outlook has been downgraded to critical. Apparently, he was a little more seriously injured. I'm just now getting word on that one here. So moving on down here, as I said, James Hodgkinson is now dead, which means if somebody found this guy and put him up to it, we're never going to find out. Let's do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And obviously, we're talking about the tragic shooting during the GOP baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia, this morning. And again, I have a real serious question. Was this guy on these prescription antidepressants? Because we know that people can engage in acts of tremendous, senseless violence while they're on them. I did notice in looking at his page, he was a regular poster to the page, and all of a sudden, mid-May, he quit. And I'm wondering what happened at that point where he stopped posting to Facebook. Now, a lot of people are out there saying, will the Democrats now take responsibility for all this hate-mongering that they've been engaging in over the last couple of months? And, of course, my response is that a trick question? Of course not. Democrats, liberals never take responsibility for anything that they do. And the gun grabbers are out there, and Terry McAuliffe, who used to be good friends with the Clintons, I guess he still is, and he's now the governor of Virginia, actually said on TV, we lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence, and not a single member of the corporate media called him on that. If we were losing 93 million Americans a day to gun violence, this nation would be empty by the weekend. So, now, the gun grabbers are out there saying it's time to ban. We need more gun laws. We need blah, 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 blah. Now, James Hodgkinson was using an AR-15, and the people who were shot with it actually ought to be glad. Because remember, these military-style weapons are designed to injure. If Hodgkinson had been using a hunting rifle, which is designed to knock down and kill, the damage would have been far worse. But as it turns out, in Hodgkinson's home state, Illinois, the AR-15 is already illegal. It is banned. So stop screaming about more gun laws, because the gun laws are only disarming the law-abiding citizen, and those people with ill intent are still going to get them. This absolutely proves it. All right, let's take a phone call here. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. Are you aware that there is a tape, a recording, that exists with Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, the Rice lady, I can't think of her name,
Suzanne,
and James Comey, and high-level Democrat donors before the election, talking about how they were going to let all of the email thing ferment, and then 10 days to 2 weeks before the election, Comey was going to come out and say, look, I'm going to drop the investigation, nothing here. They did exactly what was on the tape.
Well, I have not seen the tape. I was unaware of it. And if you could send me a URL pointing to it, I would be very interested in looking at that. But right now, I'd kind of like to get back to this morning's shooting in Virginia, because I got a few more things to say about that. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go. Now then, interestingly enough, Congressman Rodney Davis is out there saying that it's time to restrict social media because the political rhetorical terrorism is to blame for the shooting that took place in Virginia this morning. So, again, classic political behavior. Anything that happens, you grab it and you pump it for your political agenda. And the agenda is always more control over the people, more control over what they're saying, more censorship, more loss of rights. And apparently there was also a second shooting out in San Francisco at a UPS facility. Five people were shot there. And the only thing I can think is, what a shame none of those five people were allowed to be armed and able to shoot back under California's strict gun control here. All right, let's grab another phone call. Mike in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I guess the good news of this is that, you know, after 50 to 100 rounds, the liberal shooter hit one person. So
he hit the congressman, he hit a congressional aide, and two of the Capitol Police before he himself was shot.
I listened to the there's a couple of video clips out there, and they're really going to town. You can hear quite a few shots. So, you know, we're basically at a low-level civil war going on here.
Well, I don't know that we want to cross that line into it. This is a single incident. If we start seeing it happening more and more across the country, and again, like I said earlier in the show, that's my worst case scenario, that this is the beginning of an outright war between the disgruntled liberal snowflakes who thankfully can't shoot straight and the rest of us.
Right. And if we look at the 20th century, or most of history for that matter, we see that if that were to happen, the violence would come from the left. It always comes from the left in these situations. And in Russia and Germany, Antifa, that kind of stuff is what sparks a right-wing reaction, and then we're off to the races. But you know, it's interesting, Mike, because this conflict is really between different white groups in the country that you know, the liberals, the snowflakes, the everybody's equal, you know. I don't see anything. There's no distinctions, whether we're talking your gender fluidity, crime, you know, everything. Everyone is a blank slate to them when they're born, and anything
that's the foundation of the liberal political philosophy. But in point of fact, it's totally wrong. Margaret Mead's book, Coming of Age in Samoa, was an intellectual fraud that was written to justify the establishment of the liberal movement. But it's absolutely not true. We are not a blank slate when we are born. We are born with a lot of stuff that we have inherited from hundreds of thousands of years of past human history. I mean, basic things like, you know, how to breathe, for example. Again, I think we need to put the focus back on the fact that we're in this interesting reversal, because in decades past, the liberal Democrats have always tried to categorize the Republican right-wingers as the gun nuts and the violent people. And all of a sudden, here's a Democrat, a liberal, a Bernie Sanders supporter, with a firearm that was illegal to own in his home state, goes out on a shooting rampage. And people are all of a sudden starting to look back at all the stuff that was coming out of the liberal Democrats. Remember, it wasn't too long ago when Loretta Lynch was out there saying, we need more marching, we need blood and death on the streets. And that kind of rhetoric is going to influence people to say, yeah, this is now acceptable behavior. And by the way, for the record, it isn't acceptable behavior in my book.
Right. Well, anyone that wants to live in a small community and, you know, own a car and be in a community where you don't have to lock all your stuff up, where you can, you know, I hear this a lot from older generations where, you know, this town used to be safe. This used to be such a nice place. This sort of stuff never used to happen here. Well, America is changing, and there's a group that wants to absolutely push that change completely over the edge. And, and they're putting out all this propaganda. It's riling people like this shooter up. But, you know, Mike, with one call you mentioned Zimbabwe, and that really struck me because I have a family member who lives there, and mm-hmm. he's a priest, but he's lived there since it was Rhodesia.
Okay.
And this is reminiscent of what happened there. They said, well, you know, it was the wealthiest country in Africa, and now it's the poorest country in the world.
Yes.
And it got racial, and it got violent, and they said, well, we'll redistribute all this stuff, and the black people will have more wealth, and, you know, bad British people have stolen everything. And at the end of the day, they push everyone out, They start all this violence, and they give people all these farms. They couldn't grow the food, and now they're starving.
Yeah, that was the failure of the policy right there, is they were taking the farms away from the farmers who knew how to make them work and just giving them to the black population who had not been raised as farmers. That was a big reason for Zimbabwe's economic downfall.
I think all of us, all groups, all colors, all people need to realize that that is their method to rile us up based on race. Unfortunately, I'm a bit pessimistic on it, but, you know, the call is not to say this is inevitable or this will happen or this group is bad, but to say that we need to not bring people in and we need to heal the wounds we have. But if you bring people in that are, let's say, already predisposed to disliking another group or not going to integrate, and then you get
we're kind of wandering off the topic here right now, and I know there's a lot of people out there saying, was this engineered to make a point for the gun grabbers, blah, blah, blah. At this point, I'm undecided, but I am tending to think that this guy really was just a loner. If you look at his Facebook page, he didn't have a lot going in his life other than his business and his politics. And again, I would like to find out if he'd been on prescription antidepressants. So at this point, this may be a genuine incidence of violence, and that I'm sure is going to be rattling a lot of people. Anyway, Mike, the phone lines are filling up. I'm going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Jim in Texas. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, you're exactly right. This is a gun grabber thing, because you said about they're trying to blame social media and they're trying to blame what people say in politics. That's like blaming, you know, somebody's suicide, you know, over the Dick Kennedy song in the 80s, and then, you know, you have censorship on CDs. I don't blame anybody. It's kind of ridiculous, you know, because we're all humans and we all have common sense. But this is exactly right. They're going to get the gun-grabbing scenario, because you see the callers think that this is civil war and everything. No, this is just another reason for them to make you scared so you give up, like you say, more of your money, your guns, and then ultimately your kids' lives for the wars that are going on, because they're failing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they need more bodies. That's just
again, the fact that the shooter turned out to be a liberal Democrat with an illegal firearm undermines the whole push to say we need more gun laws. The shooting out in San Francisco underscores the fact that the gun laws there disarmed the victims, but not the shooter. Again, it's going to be a very, very hard sell. The real political damage to this is going to be to the liberal Democrats, who've always been out there pointing fingers at the Republicans as being dangerous gun nuts, and obviously that was certainly not the case here.
What about shutting down the internet and making it like get a license like FCC? That's my biggest fear. But I think that's why Theresa May ultimately lost in London, because they're trying to push, like sites like you, if you say something, you're going to be a terrorist and we're going to come after you. You know, like they did when you say COINTELPRO during your time and in college, and they would literally say you're red. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're coming up on a commercial break here. The reason Theresa May and all these other people want to control and regulate social media has nothing to do with crime and terror, but with the realization that when they go on out and they lie to the people, like Terry McAuliffe coming on out and saying 93 million Americans a day are being lost to gun violence, that sort of thing will go viral on social media, and it makes him look like, you know, he's a kook. So,
but would your site be labeled a terrorist site if her type of law was pushed throughout the West and throughout, you know, like, would your site be labeled as something like that? Would you be come down on it, like, legally, like in Australia and parts of the EU, if you say, like
okay,
parts of history didn't happen?
Gotta let you go. Gotta let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the report that the AR-15 is illegal in Illinois came from Judge Napolitano. I'm getting a few emails saying that no, in point of fact, there is no Illinois state law against the AR-15, but apparently there are local ordinances, especially in places like Chicago, that make them illegal. So we're going to try and track down exactly where the origin of this is. It could be that Napolitano made a goof, but we're going to try and track that down. In any event, again, the gun laws just disarm the victim and not the shooters. Let's go to Jim in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I live in Chicago, and it's very liberal, very democratic, and the gun laws are very, very tight. And we have an average of 12 to 15 people getting shot per day. Last year, there were over 4,000 people shot and over 272 people killed. So all the gun laws and all these liberals are talking about this and that, but yet and still they do nothing as far as people getting killed or murdered, or shot. I mean, they come down and say, yeah, you know, it's a problem with jobs and a problem with other things, but yet and still no jobs are created, no poverty is being lifted. So it's these liberals making excuses for bad behavior, and this problem continues to be so bad where it's the norm now, you know, all the shooting, killing in Chicago.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, the same is true anywhere. Anytime you have laws that disarm the victims, crime and violence goes up. And every time that people are allowed to have firearms to defend themselves in their home, crime goes down. There was a city down in Georgia, Kennesaw, literally passed a law saying every home had to have a firearm and crime fell by 80%.
You know, I agree with that, but yet and still, you know, when you hear these Democrats and these liberals talk about the crime in Chicago, it's like, well, you know, there's nothing that we can do. But yet and still, you can't own a gun. That's the sad thing about it. You cannot own a handgun in Chicago.
Right.
So, well, I'm going to let you go. You take care and God bless.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call here. Now, there's another big story that's going on here, and it's coming out of London. It is a horrible, horrible tragedy. There is a building, the Grenfell Tower, and it was on the Lancaster West Estate in North Kensington, and it was apparently part of a big redevelopment of the area, which included a complete refurbishment, and the building caught on fire. They still don't know how many people are dead because apparently nobody on the top three floors survived. 74 are injured. And as it turns out, something went horribly wrong with the process of safety inspection because the tenants were complaining. There was no sprinkler system put in with the renovation, and the building had a new outer cladding, which appears to be some kind of a plastic product, and nobody really knows what it is. But it was that cladding that literally took the fire up to the very top of the building, and everybody's pointing fingers at each other. Grand Design's Kevin McLeod, who was involved in the building of this, is saying the safety aspects weren't fully addressed regarding this dangerous cladding, and there were inadequate fire escapes. In fact, there was even initially when the fire broke out, they issued a shelter in place because they didn't want a panic at the limited fire escapes there. So over at the company responsible for the refurbishment, their director, Andrew Goldman, is saying he actually doesn't really know what the cladding was even made from. And we're not talking some third world country. We're talking London, England. And now that they've had this horrible, horrible disaster, they're going on back and saying, yeah, there were complaints about the building, there were doubts about the building, and it all fell on deaf ears. Nobody wanted to do anything about it because, after all, it costs money. We don't want to spend the money there. And people are saying this building was known to be a death trap. And by the way, despite being totally engulfed by the fire, the tower has not collapsed. For all you 9/11 people. All right, we're going to take a quick phone call. Stephen in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, well, there's one thing no one's looking at in this whole situation happened this morning. The Russia did it narrative didn't work. And no one's talking about that.
Well, we're going to be talking about that when we come back from this next commercial break. So we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened? What's really happened?
And aloha, welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Stephen in Texas. And Stephen, what was your idea you wanted to suggest? You lost him. All right. If I understood him, he was trying to blame Russia for something. And I'm not sure what he was about, but if he was trying to claim that Russia was behind this morning's shooting, that is utterly absurd, and for exactly the same reason that the claim Russia was hacking last year's election was absurd. Because all of the detected election fraud favored Hillary Clinton. And we have this shooting in Washington, D.C., where the shooter was targeting Republicans, members of Trump's party. So that's absurd on the face of it. All right, let's see. Mike in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm going to apologize ahead of time for taking the tragedy and luncheon in London to make this observation. That building, I have never seen on the news an inferno like that engulfing a building that size. But yet, it didn't collapse.
And
yes. It did collapse?
No, I'm agreeing with you. At the end of the story, I said the building has not collapsed. And there have been many cases, like out in Los Angeles, the first Interstate Bank fire burned six stories of that very tall building right down to the steel frame, and it did not collapse.
I was just curious if anybody else had made that observation, and I'll go off the air then.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, we did make that observation. We were trying to make that very, very point. And again, to step back to this morning's tragic shooting, we're seeing all these articles that are coming on out where the liberals are out there literally celebrating. And, you know, we're seeing quotes like, I have no pity, should have been Trump's dumb rear end to get popped. Do these people not understand the public image crisis they are creating for themselves? And, Stephen in Texas is back. Stephen, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I evidently you misunderstood what I said. What it is their Russia did it narrative did not work, but you need a distraction in order to take away from what's going on right now in Washington. And that's what I meant. Please don't get me wrong.
Okay. Well, we went to commercial and we lost you when you came on back here. I'm not entirely sure that I'm not convinced this is a false flag. I think this guy just really got off onto this whole idea of all this very hateful rhetoric that's coming on out. And again, I want to find out if he was on prescription antidepressants, because we know
more likely he was. I mean, anybody who would act out like this has got to be, you know, on some type of a psychotropic drug. But that's too fuzzy math that you're talking about. I was watching Chelsea Clinton on a show, unfortunately, the other night ago. Well, it was like 3 or 4 days ago on Nat Geo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying we're losing 95 elephants a day. Well, let's do the math on 365. How many elephants are there in the world?
Well, to be very honest, I don't know, and I don't know whether she was talking about are we losing them to global warming or to poachers, because poachers are a real big problem. There's still a very healthy black market ivory trade, which strikes me as amazing.
What about it is it's all of the above, global climate change, and of course, you know, hunters and stuff like that and all. But if you're losing 95 elephants a day in the entire region of Africa, there would be no elephants left alive right now as we're talking. So all these leftists got these really bad, fuzzy math things going on, and they need to go back to school.
No, they're going for the shock value is what they're trying to do. It's like Terry McAuliffe down there, the governor of Virginia. It's all about, creating a shock value. And again, what was really kind of amazing wasn't that he made such a stupid and absurd statement to begin with. It's that nobody there from the corporate media called him on the absurdity of saying that we're losing 93 million Americans to gun violence every day.
Well, what are you going to do? It's that fuzzy math. All right, we'll let you guys go, all right?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now then, behind all of this, other business is still going on. And in terms of what Stephen was saying about a distraction, I don't know if it's about the Russian narrative, but definitely they had yet another epic fail from Jeff Sessions' hearing yesterday. There was no smoking gun. Jeff Sessions did a great job. The Democrats came off as pushy, obnoxious, interrupting loons. And by the way, that's not me. That's Ann Coulter saying that. I'm going to have to take back some of the nasty things I've said about her in the past here. Now, down in Florida, I think it's former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll, military service, excellent record, legislature, Lieutenant Governor, is out there saying, now it is time. It is time to open investigations into Comey, Lynch, and Clinton. It is, in fact, overdue. Congress is investigating everybody, but the people we know have been committing these crimes. Now, there's been an interesting development regarding the DNC fraud lawsuit. And apparently they have been getting threats, and now they are asking the court to provide police protection for their attorneys, citing the assassination of Seth Rich. They're not buying botched robbery either. And they're saying that they need protection because we live in an era where the narcocracy is simply killing off anybody who's a threat to them. Okay, now then, Representative John Ratcliffe has come on out with new evidence that Hillary Clinton committed obstruction of justice, and FBI Director Comey, former FBI Director Comey, was in on the fix with Hillary Clinton. And it all goes back to the fact that Hillary physically destroyed a laptop, a thumb drive, BlackBerry, 13 mobile devices with a hammer. And her server was wiped. Now, all of these records, the work product, is technically the property of the government and the American people. And merely by doing that, by destroying those devices, that clearly indicates a desire to conceal things from investigators, and that is, of course, obstruction of justice. Now, former FBI Supervisor Fleischer was on CNN talking about Comey's leaks and how it appears there were more than just the one that went to this Columbia professor who then fed it to the New York Times. And Trump's lawyers are building a case against Comey for being one of the major, if not the major, White House leaker. And so Fleischer was out there saying Comey was likely behind at least three of the so-called anonymous stories in the media. And what was really interesting was watching the talking head on CNN just shut down the discussion. Oh, that's just speculation. We're not going to allow that here. Which is weird coming from CNN, which has been speculating about Russia's Trump collusion for months now. But only the speculation that serves their particular point of view is going to be allowed on CNN. And CNN wonders why they're losing viewership here. Now, there's a very interesting story. This is coming out of TruePundit.com. And apparently, there is a high-ranking Justice Department official who believes that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has granted a complete get-out-of-jail-free card deal for former FBI Director James Comey. In other words, an immunity deal in exchange for cooperating as a key witness. Now, that seems to indicate that somebody has actually found something that could be prosecuted as a crime. Or it's a license to lie, one of the two. Let's take a phone call. Perry in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Love your show. Love everything you do. It was called regarding the video I sent you from today's shooting from a supposed eyewitness, Noah Nathan. I don't know if you had time to review that as of yet.
I have not looked at it. I see it in my mailbox here. And
maybe during the next break you can take a look at it. I'm just kind of curious as to Mark 351. It just seems like people are walking around nonchalantly when this kind of fire is taking place. Also, it looks like there's an FBI agent on the scene, but supposedly it was only the Capitol Police. This guy has no stress in his voice. Doesn't seem, I don't know. It's very odd to me.
Well, it may be after the event was over, and you know, people react to stressful situations in different ways. Some people can be very calm under stress and pressure, and then after it's all over, they'll have a meltdown. I tend to be that way myself. So I'll take a look at it. I'll take a look at it. But again, Occam's razor applies here, and so far, I'm thinking that this guy just went out. He had issues. He had a past criminal history. He was talking about getting rid of Trump and company. A lot of stuff on his Facebook page that seemed to indicate
that today as well.
And again, we've got this climate in corporate media and social media where the liberal Democrats have been basically selling this idea that violence to get rid of Donald Trump and restore Empress Hillary I. Is now socially acceptable. And I want to know if this guy was on prescription antidepressants. But at this point, I'm not seeing anything that tells me that this was intentionally staged. I reserve the right to change my opinion when other information comes in. But on Occam's razor...
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Also, the other thing, this witness said is he had filmed it and turned his phone over to the police.
Yeah.
And then he later did an phone interview, and now he has this posted. This is also posted on PBS NewsHour.
Well, he might have borrowed another phone, or he may have been there with his wife who had her phone. I don't find that particularly compelling.
I just question everything, Mike.
Well, yeah. But on the other hand, you need to sort of stay focused on the really important questions and not wander off into the hinterland about things.
Know,
again, Occam's razor applies here. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, at this point, and again, I could change my mind somewhere down the road, but at this point, it does look like we had this gentleman, past criminal history, who was on his Facebook page indicating a potential for violence against Republicans, and I think he just reached his breaking point. And again, I think a huge part of the blame for what happened this morning has to go to the liberal Democrats who've been espousing violence, like Loretta Lynch, who actually, I think it was last March, was saying, you know, we need blood in the streets. Well, you got it, Loretta. Hope you're happy. Now then, getting on back to other issues, we were talking about how Hillary Clinton and her staff may have committed obstruction of justice in the physical destruction of all these mobile devices and cell phones and so forth and so on. And the actual person who did carried out the order to destroy it was a gentleman named Justin Cooper, who basically smashed up all this stuff so that nobody could get data off of it. Now, it turns out that his lawyer dealing with the legal issues is Aaron Zebley, a lawyer from Mueller's old law firm, Wilmer Hale. And apparently, Aaron Zebley is now part of Mueller's so-called special counsel investigation into Trump. So we know that Mueller is not being impartial or objective. It's a hatchet job. It's a witch hunt. And they're basically getting all these Hillary donors and Obama donors and people who were part of Hillary's staff or representing Hillary's staff, and they're bringing them all in to try and go after Donald Trump again. Now, the corporate media, they're running out of ideas. They're running out of ideas to try and damage Donald Trump in the eyes of the public. And this is bizarre. Over at WorldNet Daily, there was a story where they're asking a question, which is a good way to avoid a defamation lawsuit, if Donald Trump had actually sexually harassed James Comey. And you would think that would be a total joke, but apparently the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post actually went with this. And they ran this story. New York Times columnist Nicole Serator and Los Angeles Times writer Robin Abkarian literally came on out saying that the tiff between Trump and Comey was about Trump's abusive and predatory attempted seduction and sexually intimidating his helpless victim, Comey, who, by the way, stands 6'8". Not the sort of person to be intimidated. This is how desperate the corporate media is out there. They're trying to imply that that Donald Trump is not only a sexual harasser. And by the way, they tried that one during the campaign. Didn't work. Didn't stick. Couldn't find any evidence of it. Well, now the reason we couldn't find any women that he sexually harassed is he's secretly gay and he's going after blah, 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 blah. And again, these newspapers wonder why nobody is buying their papers anymore other than to line bird cages with and wrap fish with. Now, interestingly enough, over on the CBS Late Show, Stephen Colbert was interviewing Oliver Stone, talking about Stone's recent series of interviews with Vladimir Putin, and apparently they got into a little bit of an argument over Russia trying to influence the election, and Oliver Stone came right on out and told Stephen Colbert, you know, Israel has far more influence on our elections than Russia. And that led to a little bit of an argument between them, which apparently CBS cut out of the broadcast version. We can't mention Israel tinkering with our politics. It's Russia, Russia, Russia. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. The Washington Post is now out there with yet another article saying the Russians are going to hack the U.S. power grid. We have a solid investigation. They're planning on doing it. The Russians don't need to hack our power grid. Our power grid is collapsing out of neglect. Boy, oh boy. Now, Megyn Kelly is in serious trouble. Apparently, her audience has dropped 42%. Apparently, the interview with Alex Jones has resulted in a backlash that has even included key advertisers abandoning the show. And there are calls for a boycott because how dare Megyn Kelly even mention Alex Jones or anybody from the independent media? She's legitimizing the independent media. So things are heating up over there. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Megyn Kelly over at NBC. And NBC has invested a huge amount of money in trying to put forward this show with Megyn Kelly. And they did want a little bit of controversy, because controversy builds buzz, and buzz will build an audience. But at this point, it's going the wrong way. He's losing audience like crazy, and her interview with Alex Jones has produced a huge backlash from the defenders of the orthodox story of Sandy Hook. And apparently NBC is now in crisis meetings trying to figure out what they're going to do, even if they should try and keep the show going any further as advertisers start to desert. Getting on back to this morning's shooting, we know that American medical care is not very good. It's very expensive, not very good. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing these stories where apparently when Steve Scalise went to the hospital, he was listed as stable. Then he had surgery. Now they're saying he's in critical condition. And Matt Mica, who's a lobbyist for Tyson Foods, was in surgery. Now he's declared critical condition. So I don't know what's going on over there. I mean, Scalise was shot in the hip, which is not normally someplace where you're going to have a critical, lethal injury. So we'll see what's going to happen. But I have to wonder, is our medical care declined to the point where it's more dangerous to get treated than to just put a Band-Aid over it? And I realize a gunshot wound is a very, very serious situation. But it does strike me as very odd that Scalise was listed as stable before the surgery and then critical after the surgery. All righty, let's get on over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. During the U.S.-backed siege of Raqqa, there's been a staggering loss of civilian life, according to the United Nations. And it's at least 300 civilian fatalities and the displacement of some 160,000 people. But small price to pay to get rid of that gosh darn Bashar al-Assad and replace him with a puppet ruler. Another little article. This one's coming out of Inside Syria, basically saying that Tillerson's statements are differing from U.S. actions in Syria. And what they're talking about is how Rex Tillerson came on out and said, we are only in Syria to get ISIS. We're not there to do regime change. And yet regime change and supporting ISIS is what the U.S. has been doing for going on 5 years here. And there's been a new video that just came on out showing the U.S. allowing ISIS fighters to escape the city of Raqqa. And U.S. forces are there. They're overflying. They could bomb the convoy. Convoy's just driving along, nice and slowly, flying the flags of ISIS. Nobody is touching it. We'll be right back after station identification.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.